Another commuter in the San Francisco Bay Area has a way to get to work that is never affected by gridlock or transit strikes. Casey Miner, a member station KALW, reports on a commute where the major worry is avoiding really big ships.
If you met Stephen Lineweaver after 7 a.m., you probably wouldn't think he's much different from any other Bay Area professional. He's 41, a sustainability consultant, kind of outdoorsy. But if you met him before 7 a.m., you'd definitely think he was unusual. For starters, you'd have to do what I did, which is drive down to the Port of Oakland before dawn and talk with him while he's getting ready to launch his kayak into the bay.
So basically put all my work clothes in here, in this dry bag, and then I bring this flag, because you're actually really low in the water, and with waves in a blue boat, no one can see you.
There may be someone else who paddles whitewater kayak from Oakland to San Francisco to get to work. But in 4 years of commuting this way, Lineweaver's never seen him. What he does see are some of the hundreds of cargo ships that pass through the bay each day.
Well, there's one main channel you have to worry about, which is right off the coast of the Port of Oakland right here. And it's only about 2 football fields wide, so you know where they're going to be. And it's kind of like a little bit of early morning human frogger.
As he talks, he's pointing at one of those giant ships. By the time he's ready to go, a few minutes later, there's another one coming. He says he's going to wait for it to pass, but then he doesn't. He picks his way down the slippery rocks, there's no dock or anything, and just goes.
That's it. I'm going to shove off, and hopefully not scrape too much off the boat. All right, see you at the other side.
Yeah, have a good ride.
Thanks.
It looks like he's on a collision course with this giant container ship. Don't worry, he was okay. I know because I gave him a tape recorder so he could tell us what it was like out there.
That's amazing. So you can hear the train whistle of the Amtrak, foghorn from Alcatraz, and a lot of cars on the Bay Bridge.
Lineweaver's commute takes about an hour each way. That may not be shorter than yours, but yours probably doesn't include harbor seals. For NPR News, I'm Casey Miner in San Francisco.
Now, if you have an unusual commute, tell us about it at npr.org or on social media using the hashtag NPRCommute.